I've got a sense of urgency, because had I been able to do what I'm doing now, starting 10, 20 years ago, I would be on a whole other trajectory. But on the other hand, I don't regret anything I did in my law enforcement years, because it was a valuable time and we touched a lot of lives.
Someday you'll be able to achieve as high as, say, I did in high school, because I just, like, put all my effort in, too.
What she's saying is she peaked in high school. That's... A lot of people peaked in high school.
This is really our relationship. It's one of the reasons that we decided to do a podcast together, too, is because we come from two really different and yet the same personality in terms of our sense of humor.
I just was thinking, like, there's no normal people out here that haven't made it, that are on the journey and are trying to do it right, talking about this stuff.
And we hope that we bring you value and entertainment, and that you'll share it with your friends, and that all together it will be something that helps people believe for the bigger things in their life. From sibling rivalry to sibling raillery, Hannah and Gary are ordinary siblings on the quest to build extraordinary lives. Join the conversation and good-humored banter as they explore the highs, lows, middle ground moments, and laughable lessons along the personal growth journey. Welcome to the Hannah and Gary Show. I know y'all have been waiting patiently for us to roll this out.
And yeah, especially since we haven't told anyone.
Some people guessed, so.
Well, I probably told a person or two, but they promised not to tell.
Oh, well, we know how that usually goes. Right. When you promise not to tell.
Right.
Tell somebody else and make them promise not to tell, so.
So, if you don't know by now, I'm Gary.
I'm Hannah. We're brother and sister.
Yeah. Just tell them a little something about yourself.
I know. Let me tell them about you, and you tell them about me. That'll be fun.
Okay, go for it.
So I'll go first, because I'll be a lot nicer. So Gary is my older brother.
She's 46. I'm 48 for a little bit longer, a few more months.
I grew up here in town, both.
What town? Because when we're global and we're...
Listen, I don't want some now it's crazy time to cut psychopath to start stalking me because we're so awesome that they want to know more and they know exactly where we're at.
This will probably be the only episode where we don't cut right here for $1 million commercial that's going to take us places that we never knew we would go.
That's right. Speaking of which, this podcast, we thought, man, some people may want to hear what it's like for those who haven't yet arrived, or have we ever really arrived, but haven't yet arrived, but are definitely following the people who have, listening to influencers, putting some practices into life so that we can move in the direction of our goals and really make big strides toward that. So
you were telling them about me?
I was telling them about you. I'm sorry I got sidetracked talking about the actual podcast. Gary's awesome. Okay, so we grew up in Abilene. He's 2.5 years older than me. And we, I moved away from Abilene for a couple of years and I came back.
I want to be a podcaster, always interrupts.
I'm always, I moved away for like 5 years, came back and was forever more known as, oh, aren't you Gary Bone's sister? Aren't you Gary Bone's sister? Oh, yeah, you're Gary Bone's sister. So I'm Gary Bone's sister. Gary is the face of greatness in Abilene. He's a retired lieutenant from our Abilene Police Department. Really served our city very well for many years. Makes me proud as a sister. And then he moved into real estate. He moved into real estate and then retired because his real estate was so successful.
Had to create an exit strategy.
Yeah. And so, and now he's doing great things. He's a dad of three and a husband to Mary.
Let me tell you about Hannah. She's my sister.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's her. That's Hannah. No.
That's all I need to stand on.
Yeah. I'm just playing. Hannah was born here. I was not born here, but she was. So she's more native than me. She's got two kids. What are their ages?
13 and 15.
Little athletes. We both raised a bunch of athletes, which has been fun. Hannah's always, still is, a little bit more intense than me when it comes to some things. She tries harder, which is good. She was like a, I would say like hardcore when she was in school, to always be the best. And so that comes out. I skated by a lot, just on pure golden talent. We'll talk about that
as
later.
As well, you still do skate by on pure golden talent.
But that's kind of where we're going to go with this whole podcast thing. Let's just get to talking. How's
okay,
that sound?
Okay, do it. Let's do
I'll
it.
Finish talking
this
about
you
later.
This is an intro episode, and we'll do some more. And so this is good. Let's just talk and see where it leads.
Commercial break. So this is what we'll do. We're going to be famous probably because all of you are going to love this and share it. But I want to do the commercials where we act like we actually use these products and we know. You know, you listen to podcasters that make hundreds of millions of dollars and all of a sudden they're talking about using Walmart checkout or something, some app there, you know, that they've never been in Walmart, not in the last 20 years. But anyway, so I'll just throw a commercial break in every now and then. Okay. All right.
You know what? We can do commercial breaks for our own entrepreneurial endeavors until other big businesses start, you know, like you could throw one in.
Commercial break.
Legacy Chimney.
Do you ever not feel so fresh? All right, back to the program. Anyways, what I was going to say is, in the police department for 20 years, government work, I felt like I excelled in that profession, loved what I was doing. But when I retired was when I realized there was a whole lot more world out here that I didn't know about. So real estate has opened my mind up to investments and whatnot. So there's a lot more things that I've been opened up to. And so now I've got a sense of urgency because had I been able to do what I'm doing now, starting 10, 20 years ago, I would be on a whole other trajectory. But on the other hand, I don't regret anything I did in my law enforcement years because it was a valuable time and we touched a lot of lives and did a lot of good for a lot of people. So I'm on this journey of really wanting to go as big as I can go and get as much done as I can get. And honestly, that's kind of always been what I've wanted to do in certain places in my life. But I feel like a lot of times I've gone where I could go on talent. But had I put some more systems and work in place, I could have really seen where I could have done, you know, see what I could have done with my potential. So something has switched in me, and I'm all in on making sure I don't leave anything on the table. And I've got, hopefully, another, you know, probably 20 years of working and doing what I want to do. But I also want to build a life where I can do what I want to do when I want to do it and build a team that is going to be able to fill in, and we want our team to be able to do that as well. So lots of big things. Wanted to do more investments, do bigger things in real estate and business as well. Okay, back to you.
Well, I love what you're saying because there's that distinction between the two of us, and that's kind of what's going to make this fun is the two different perspectives. Someday you'll be able to achieve as high as, say, I did in high school because I just, like, put all my effort in, too.
What she's saying is she peaked in high school. That's a lot of people peaked in high school.
Have you seen that meme that says something like, if you, like, what happened to those people that peaked in high school? And it's not a meme. Dustin Nickerson, it's a joke he makes. He, like, stitches into it, and he's like, oh, I know where all those mean people were who peaked in high school. They're getting kicked out of their kids' athletic events. They're watching the events from the parking lot. And so I thought that's pretty funny. To be a little more serious about it, I think the difference, like with you, it sounds like you've always had this desire for more, this desire for big things. And it sounds almost like you pushed that down a little bit. Maybe didn't let yourself think big. And I think for me, I always felt like I could achieve. I had this drive to be the absolute best. And then I count myself out. So it's not that I dismiss the dream. It's that I dismiss myself. And I was just telling somebody the other day, and I thought of the same thing being in real estate. I started in real estate at a little, like right around age 40, 41. I started, and then I'm like, well, I'm so late to the game. Which is funny, because the very first thing I thought was, oh, I need to go and I need to retire. I need to retire from a corporate job and then become a realtor, because that's what you did. That's what it. And mm-hmm. Then I thought, well, there's all these realtors out here who have, they literally have been doing it their whole life. Like, that's their career. It's not just a retirement plan. And yet then I got into it and I'm like, man, I'm so far behind. I wish I'd had some of this influence in my life in terms of like the people that we get to listen to, mm-hmm. especially being a part of Keller Williams, the trainings that we've gone to. And I think, gosh, I'm too late to the game. But I was just telling somebody the other day, I thought the same thing when I started piano lessons at age like 7 or something. They had to put stack dictionaries under my feet so I had good posture. And I was like, I can't keep doing this, Mom. I'm so old. Everybody started way younger than me. And they're like literally stacking books and books under my feet just so I have good posture.
Just so you know, I was in the audience and I was saying, I can't do this, Mom. This sucks. It's so boring. I can't keep watching these stupid piano things. Okay, go ahead.
So we just have a different, I can't keep doing this in our mind. So my I can't keep doing this is because I feel, when I count myself out, it's because I'm like, do I really have what it takes? Can I really go? Can I really achieve what other people are achieving? Am I going to be able to put everything in place that I need to scale? And consequently, maybe that's where I sometimes stop moving forward in those things. But I think it's interesting to see where it's all taken us.
Yeah, I mean, really what we want to do is, here's another idea of what we want to kind of do in this too, is I really follow Ed Milette, Andy Frisella. There's some Keller Williams stuff I listen to. The Go Bonnets podcast on occasion. Basically, listening to people that have created a life that very few people have created, right? We listen to these guys, and I think both of them came from nothing. Well, I know they did. I've read their books, listened to them for a long time. And so I know a lot of people out here that hopefully we'll get to listen to this podcast. You guys do the same things, and maybe you feel like you're not how the heck do you listen to that stuff and actually get to where they're at? And so we're coming as a couple of normal people that are doing the same thing, and to just kind of document our journey on where we've come and where we're going and what we think we want to do and just all of the things. We want to have some people on here that have done some stuff too. We'll get into talking a little bit about everything, I suspect, but that's kind of what I just was thinking, like, there's no normal people out here that haven't made it, that are on the journey and are trying to do it right, talking about this stuff, because it's real easy to compare yourself to where you want to go rather than looking to where you came from, right? So if I look back from where I came from, I'm doing fantastic. But yep. If I look to where I want to go, I'm a long way from where I want to be.
How are you different today than you were 5 years ago?
2019, yeah.
That's hard to believe. It's the year before all the COVID stuff.
So I'd been, me and Jay had a real estate team for a couple years there, and we were doing good things. I mean, we were purely just living off of referrals and the people we've already helped or people we knew, and we were staying plenty busy enough just for he and I, basically. I never went down in my income, right? So from being in upper management at the police department to that, I just replaced my income. I actually had more because I had a little retirement. But then I was really trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to buy some properties. I was just learning about how to do that. Somebody at one of the trainings we went to said, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. He said, I've got 10 businesses and make all this money, and you've got the same amount of time I do, so what are you doing with your time? That's when things started shifting in my brain, but I wasn't implementing it to the level that I wanted to implement it to. So I'm in a total different place than I was there since I retired. Right now I'm in a place that I've never been. I also see a lot of my friends that have hit their 50s that are in better shape than they ever were in their 30s, and that's where I need to be. So I'm hitting it now, so a year and some months when I hit 50, I'll be in the better shape than I've ever been, probably, because I never had to work as hard to be decent at athletics and to be talented in things. But so something, you know, like my pool game, even, I've started working on it more than just sitting around and playing, because I've always been pretty decent.
That's so good.
So
I mean, that's a great thought, because if things come naturally, there are a couple different directions you can go. One, if things come really easily, sometimes you don't try the things that challenge you. Like, mm-hmm. That's actually something that happens, where you self-sabotage or just avoid things that don't come easily.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, it's really neat to know, just as we are older, like, I didn't know in school until probably in the past couple of years, you could have made every bit as high a grades as I made. You just didn't do the work. And so I didn't know that. I thought, like, I mean, I've always thought I was just a lot smarter than you.
Well, the good big brother lets you feel that way.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. But there's that. There's, like, it, I mean, comes
compared
natural.
Compared to me, just so you know, compared to me, you're kind of a dumbass. I'm just playing. Just playing.
Oh, my
goodness. I just wanted to
Some people are going to think you're so mean. So this is really our relationship. It's one of the reasons that we decided to do a podcast together, too, is because we come from two really different and yet the same personality in terms of our sense of humor. And we tend to, when we're in the same room around other people, a lot of times they'll be entertained by our banter and sibling rivalry a little bit. And so we love each other and we cheer for each other and we pick on each other. Some more than others pick on each other. I am still sitting in the baby sister seat of being picked on. So to all the baby siblings out there, I feel you. But we do care a lot about each other's success and are probably each other's biggest cheerleader. So,
commercial break. Hannah's been dealing with jock itch lately, and she loves this powdered stuff, whatever, Jocko cream or something. So you guys go buy it.
Jocko Magic.
Yeah. She uses that religiously and will never go back. She'll use it forever. Okay, back to the program. You can finish up.
So anyway, like I was saying, I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to where we head with it, and we hope that we bring you value and entertainment, and that you'll share it with your friends, and that all together it will be something that helps people believe for the bigger things in their life and be inspired by people who are on the same journey and just continuing to take the steps to get there.
Yep.
Word.
What else? Anything else? I know you got to go watch your kiddo play basketball. Is it basketball?
Soccer.
Oh, yeah.
It's my 11-year-old. My 11-year-old's playing soccer. And so, all right.
How many kids do you have?
How many kids do you have?
Who knows? How many did I pay for? 3.
Oh, my.
I'm just kidding.
Just.
Anyways, just so you know, sometimes, that if you don't know me well, sometimes I say stuff that aren't really that PC, but I'm not.
Dry sense of humor is what we both have. And so if we ever say something that's super off the wall, like, I cannot believe they're actually saying this, there's a 99.3% chance that it's absolutely not true. It's just being silly for dry sense of humor.
Yeah. I think you're right. So. But you should get the humor. If you don't, maybe go to a different podcast.
Probably might need a different podcast.
Yeah. Go down to a more elementary podcast than this one. It would go to a coloring book of podcasts.
The coloring book. The pre-K.
Yeah.
This is for the
go to one where you don't even have to color in the lines.
The more advanced, you know, sense of humor.
Yeah, we're probably at map colors right now. But I never liked map colors.
I hated map colors.
Yeah. So we're not at map colors.
No.
I don't even know what we're at.
I don't know what we're talking about at this point. Sounds like it's time to wrap up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, follow, share with your friends, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.